President Bush says he wants to limit the cost of medical malpractice lawsuits, and now some Democrats are offering their own solution. Democrats who control Maryland's legislature passed a bill that, among other steps, would subsidize doctors' insurance premiums. That requires a tax increase, and that's why Republican Governor Robert Ehrlich says he will veto the measure. Lawmakers may override the veto, but that may not end the debate. Here's Lisa Nurnberger of member station WAMU.
Many states have tried to hold down doctors' skyrocketing malpractice insurance bills by limiting the amount of money victims can win at trial. Maryland's solution includes some limits on jury awards, but it takes the unusual approach of creating a fund to address the more immediate problem of soaring insurance premiums. The fund will cover most of the whopping 33% increase the average doctor will pay for insurance this year. Senator Brian Frosch helped write the bill.
It's significantly different from what most other states have done. The traditional approach to increases in medical malpractice insurance rates is to say, okay, we're gonna limit the rights of victims somehow. The problem with that is, if it works at all, it takes 3 to 5 years to actualize. Because you have cases that have already been filed, you can't change the laws to those cases.
The new fund will subsidize doctors' malpractice insurance for 4 years, then be phased out. At that point, other measures in the bill are expected to take hold and keep malpractice insurance rates stable. These include mandatory mediation and an $800,000 cap on damages for pain and suffering in wrongful death cases. Under the measure, judges could appoint outside experts to determine award amounts for lost wages and future medical costs, rather than having juries decide that. The legislation would also subject the malpractice insurance industry to greater regulation. In Maryland, a doctor-owned company known as Medical Mutual insures 85% of all doctors. Shai Calvo, with the National Conference of State Legislatures, says the bill would treat Medical Mutual almost like a utility. It would create a People's Insurance Council to investigate whether an insurance company's request for a rate increase is justified. Calvo says such oversight doesn't exist elsewhere.
You really don't have any consumer advocates that work for the state that are focused in medical malpractice. Nothing with this sort of power where this consumer advocate, People's Council, is going to be able to subpoena records and be able to get information that just isn't available to other similar positions in the country.
The problem with the bill, according to Maryland Governor Robert Ehrlich, is that the insurance subsidy would be paid for with a tax on HMO premiums. Ehrlich vehemently opposes most taxes. He doesn't like this one, and neither does Senate Minority Leader Lowell Stoltzfus. He says the costs will be passed on to consumers.
That money comes from people who can least afford to pay it, people who are insured with the low-cost insurance company, so it raises their cost of insurance, which in the long term, in my opinion, will hurt health care in Maryland.
The governor and Republican leaders also say the bill doesn't do enough to reduce what they see as out-of-control jury awards. Groups representing Maryland doctors and hospitals support the bill, largely because of the insurance subsidy, but they have a few misgivings. They agree that jury awards should be further reduced. The measure proposed by President Bush includes much lower limits. Maryland doctors fear once the insurance subsidy expires in 4 years, insurance rates will go back up. Whether or not the legislation holds up over the long term, Shai Calvo of the state legislature's group says it will get plenty of attention.
Really, the rest of the country is going to be watching, because anytime you have innovation, people are looking to see how it plays out. And clearly, Maryland is breaking new ground with this proposal.
Assuming the legislature overrides the governor's veto as promised, the measure will go into effect right away. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Nurnberger in Washington.